Brian Mazurowski, Joe Beamer here with you on WBEN. Hope everyone's having a nice day. A lot of sunshine outside, looking pretty good. Joe, how's it going?
Doing well, you know, just getting through the week. I don't know what this hissing noise in my headphones are, but beside that, Brian, everything's...
It's a snake that we found another one.
Dude. I'm glad
I told
you.
It was like a week ago, Delta Sonic. They've had enough time to make their way here.
I'm glad you said, because I woke up to nightmare fuel. It's like the algorithm wanted me to just be nightmare from the beginning. Two back-to-back posts, a 16-foot snake in Australia on someone's roof, and then the largest alligator ever caught in Mississippi. I mean, in the pictures and videos of these things, tonight is not going to be a restful night of sleep.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to go looking for it.
It just finds me.
It just finds you.
You know, I said that sick. Could you imagine walking outside your house and a 16-foot snake is on the roof?
Would you see it?
I think so. I saw that one.
How often do you look at your roof?
When you get in the car and you're backing up?
I wouldn't see it.
No?
I wouldn't see it. A person could be on my roof for the last week. I don't think I'd notice. If he was just laying there not making any noise?
I think more people see their roof because of the backup cam now than before. Because you're not all the way turned.
My roof, it goes this way, and you know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, that's right.
It doesn't, so I don't really see it.
There's people hiding
on
your roof?
Unless I was on the side of my house.
Well, that's where the rest of the Delta Sonic 5 are.
Yeah, you're looking for a hideout. just hop on the roof. All right, Joe. I had something on my mind. I forgot to bring this up yesterday. But I talk a lot about this. This is like the one of the things I'll babble on about a lot off the air to you. That I don't know if people, and this is kind of what I want to figure out right now. I want to know if people care about this. And it's funny because I'll say my answer will be I don't care about it, yet I talk about it constantly. Like it's one of those things. Yeah. I talk about how much I don't care about it. But it makes me mad that other people care about it. And it was something that it was in the Buffalo News over the weekend when they mentioned some repairs to the arena on the horizon. Projects the Sabres are planning for not this year, but next Sabres season at KeyBank Center. And, you know, KeyBank, it impacts a lot of things. So over 100 events a year, it's not just Sabres. You have the Bisons, you have big concerts, and another one was announced yesterday. You have wrestling, you have all these sorts of events. Not Monster Jam anymore. You remember they used to do Monster Jam, like at the arena.
Yeah, every intermission you did a Monster Jam promo.
Why isn't that made a comeback?
I think beside the fair, Monster Jams aren't that big. It's not the 90s.
It's on TV.
Oh, is it?
I don't know where, you know,
I had the Monster Jam with the collapsible cars, and you put it back together, and you try to do it again.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah, that was fun. That was fun.
That's awesome. But anyways, you know, a lot of events at the arena, a lot of different reasons to go. So I think it is something that a lot of people do want to see something done. Because if there is one thing everyone can agree on, the arena is not...
up to par.
Yeah. It's not impressive.
No.
It's not the worst thing in the world. Like, I've been in venues that are more run down.
Not NHL or NBA venues.
Yeah, you're
probably
right.
That are still open. Let me add that.
Yeah.
That are still used today.
I guess I'm thinking like the Keenan Center.
Yeah. But like, of professional sport venues... Again, I've not been to every one, so I can't say this, but of the ones I've been to, it ranks toward the bottom, which is sad.
But, so, this article over the weekend, the Buffalo News, Mike Harrington wrote about this, and he talked about some of the key takeaways the team is planning to address when it comes to the stadium. And number one, he puts on there, and this is something I just don't understand with Mike Harrington, which I don't think I've ever talked with Mike, but... He writes about this a lot. He tweets about this a lot. He is obsessed with the Jumbotron, the scoreboard, all the time. He's taking pictures of the Jumbotrons at other arenas, you know, kind of making shame at our Jumbotron, always talking about how our Jumbotron isn't good enough, it isn't big enough, should be bigger, badder, brighter. He's always talking about it. He's like obsessed.
Yeah.
And it's what kicks off this article as one of the thing replacing the arena's main center hung scoreboard for the 24-25 season, which would be the season after this one, will be done. It's he adds its video display is one of the five smallest in the league.
Wow.
And some of the quotes in here come from the I was about to call him president of the Sabres, but it's not now that's Terry Pegula, chief operating officer of the Sabres, John Roth, about the new scoreboard is that they're going to come up with a bunch of different options for the board. Everything from taking something close to what we have, making it modern, to doing something completely different. He added, and this is, I like to hear this, I think the appetite to do a massive, massive board like some other places is probably not there. And that's more of a Terry aesthetic thing, but you are looking at a major upgrade. And I guess my question out there for people, 8030930, and what I want to know, because he talks about this all the time. I feel like there's things written about this all the time. Do people care about the Jumbotron, the scoreboard, at the arena?
So personally, my answer is yes and no, Brian. And let me explain. Yes, because compared to most others in the league, it does seem outdated. However, as a fan, me being someone who's gone to multiple games at whatever they call Air Canada Center now, I forgot what the new name of it is, but whatever Air Canada Center is, every time I've gone to that building, I've sat in the standing room only. Guess what you can't see when you stand in the standing room only at the Air Canada Center? The Jumbotron. So as a fan, I don't care. It does not change the way I watch the game. I went to a preseason game a few years ago when they were between Jumbotron, so I guess it's been more than a few years ago, where there was no Jumbotron when the Sabres played Columbus back in a preseason game the year this was installed. So as a fan, I don't care. But as someone who likes to go rah-rah Buffalo, I would like to see a more updated Jumbotron. But when you walk into that building, if that's the if you've gone from the entrance to the bowl, and that's the first thing you've noticed, I don't think you have your eyes completely open.
I just could not care. I do not want to have a huge, massive Jumbotron like what you see in other places.
You don't want the Tampa Bay Jumbotron?
No, Tampa Bay, I feel like they were the first ones. They were like the big ones. It's like what you see like the Dallas Cowboys have in their stadium.
It's an arena version of the Dallas.
Yeah, it's just this huge thing. In Tampa, it's huge. I've been to Cleveland where they have this huge, it's basically the size of a basketball court hanging above there. I don't like it. I don't see why people do. And I feel like this is more of like a media-driven thing where you have a bunch of people who sit up in the press box far away from the ice, and they're getting older, and the eyesight isn't quite as good, and so they need like a bigger screen to watch the game on.
They also have a TV right in front of them.
But like that's the only thing I can think of, because I've never heard people complain when I'm sitting there, like anyone around me complain, oh man, you know, this Jumbotron really needs to be bigger. Like, does it? No. I could see it perfectly fine.
Yeah, again, I think it's outdated. I would like to see one because of my rah-rah Buffalo. But as a fan, when I walk into the arena, here are the things that I notice as soon as I walk in the door. The floor. The floor needs to be replaced. We did a photo booth. We helped out my brother-in-law with his photo booth company at the arena. And when we were taking up the booth, part of the floor came up. That's the original floor from when the arena was built. That definitely, it looks old. It's peeling up. That needs to go. The fact that this in succeeding years, addressing the seating bowl, that should be number one. In my opinion, that's before the Jumbotron. We've got people falling through their seats and then just putting a screw in. The seating at the arena should be 1A on this list. Salem Field has new seats. They're beautiful. 1A on this list should be replacing the old seats. And you know what? Either cup holders that you'll keep up with, or let's just forget the cup holders if we're not going to keep up with them. Because if you buy a ticket to a Sabres game, I'd say there's a 50% chance you can't use the cup holder. So I think all that, again, rah-rah Buffalo, would love to see a new Jumbotron. It is far down the list of things I think that arena needs.
I don't really get that part, though. Like, you know, it's just nothing I would ever brag about. Like, the Jumbotron in our arena is cool. Like, I'm not, who cares?
I have nothing to justify it. Yeah. Nothing to justify
that, I mean, the one thing I would say is there's sometimes you watch it and there's, like, dead pixels or whatever in the Jumbotron.
That happened on the old one. Like, that's going to happen.
But I would like that fixed. Yeah. Other than that, I don't care. I think ours is the perfect size.
Yeah, again, I can
see it fine.
Looking at it, it's outdated, but it does not bother me when I go to an event there. I am bothered by a list of other things before I even walk into the arena.
It's outdated. What else am I expecting it to do? You know what I would like it to do? Blow smoke again. Well, we had an old one, it blew smoke. Now we have this one, no smoke, after we score a goal.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to see that. There's a lot of things I'd like to see out of a Jumbotron again.
What?
Just as...
The time, who's in the penalty box,
I don't have the time anymore.
And a replay. That's it. That's all I want to see.
And this one does it just fine, except when one of the screens are busted.
Like we talk like all these other bells and whistles. What's the other bell and whistle that could be on there?
I think just the look of it. There is no other bell and whistle. It's got the ribbons. It's got the screen. Like you said, it's HD. You can see it perfectly. I think just, hey, we have this problem as Buffalo sports fans of thinking, hey, we want to measure up to these other markets. That's what we're doing with the new stadium.
I want to measure down. I want to go backwards. I want the old odd Jumbotron there. No screen.
I would not be against that. Something that sticks out. This doesn't stick out. It's just there.
You know what? One of the reasons why no one pays attention to the game anymore?
Too much crap going on?
Well, you can just immediately look up and see it again if you missed it.
I do like the video replay, but in 2023, I can get that on my phone.
Like, you go to a high school anything game, right? Like, how many people, you have to almost train your mind to not look at the scoreboard and expect to see a replay.
Yeah.
Like, you look at the scoreboard and like, oh, yeah, wait, I forgot. It's just numbers here. Like, there's no instant replay.
Unless
I actually have to pay attention.
Unless you're in Texas.
Yeah, you have one of these, like, crazy things down there.
But, I like I said, I disagree that it's, I can't believe it's number one on the list. However, I do see the, and Brian, you're exactly right. It does everything a new one would do. To me, aesthetically, it looks outdated. But I don't think it should be the first thing addressed. I don't think it should be the third thing addressed.
If they replace this thing and it doesn't have smoke coming out of a buffalo's nose.
It won't. Guaranteed.
It better. Like that's the only upgrade that I could possibly want. Also, keep it up. Right? Like... Don't have a crash down.
You don't want
we learned that lesson the hard way in the past.
Yeah.
But no, the other things mentioned in this article that are going to be done, which I like, replacing the roof. That's a huge one. Like, that would be one of the top things for me. I think it should be totally redone. If it's possible, and I don't know if this is possible. I'm not an engineer by any stretch of the means. I mean, the roof is bad both inside and out. I think it's bad for the sound. And it doesn't look good. It looks bad driving on the skyway.
Yes.
It doesn't... A flat roof, right? Like, trapping in some of that sound, making it louder in the building. Like, I don't know if that's a possibility, if that's what they mean, or if they're just going to have a new version of what's there. But I like that. And then the seats, Joe, it is an interesting discussion. Maybe it's one of the reasons why that move was made yesterday, where... That's going to be another ask from, you know, you mentioned the ballpark. The ballpark seats are done by the city.
Yeah.
This would not be done by the city. This would be something that, as of right now, if you want an upgrade in the arena, it would be up to the Pegulas. They're on the hook for it. That's the agreement. Is that going to be an ask, you know, a major arena upgrade a couple years down the line? And instead of saying, oh, here comes Pegula Sports and Entertainment asking us for more money for facilities, it's, well, that was the Bills, this is the Sabres now.
Yeah.
That are, I mean, I don't know if that's the case. It might have nothing to do with it. But it kind of made sense to me, these two stories on back-to-back days.
I mean, the arena, though, as you said, inside and out, it looks outdated. And the unfortunate thing about the arena is it's been outdated since pretty much the day it opened. The flat roof would be a great idea. I like upgrading the sound system. You hear that a lot. People say concerts at the arena that they can notice that the sound system needs some help. Your idea of the flat roof. A lot of things can be done. And that's why I agree with you when I say the Jumbotron is not on top of my list. Again, I understand it, but it's not on top of my list at all. These other things I think should be up there. And again, I don't understand. It's probably a money thing, but I don't understand why you would even think of the Jumbotron before that you too, would like, address people's comfort in the arena. Again, when I had season tickets, the seat fell apart several times. To my knowledge, that same seat is still at the top of 320.
On our text board, 803-0930, if you want to weigh in today, by the way, give a call or send a text on the text board. A couple of people agreeing. Someone saying, all I care about on the scoreboard is the score. Somebody else saying, sports fans were actually satisfied watching the game in front of them. We wouldn't have to buy this new Jumbotron.
You junk up the... that's what sports is now. Just junk up everything around the actual game.
The actual game is like secondary. Someone else saying that... I've been saying this for years. I would love to see this. You know, the other year they did like an old odd game?
Yeah.
I've been like clamoring for an actual old school game. And somebody texted that in. They need an old time hockey game. Have an old odd scoreboard on the Jumbotron. No light show. Organ music only.
That'd be great.
Only organ music. Yep. You have like only like the score up there. You make everything kind of like look old fashioned. I would love a couple of games like that.
Intermission is only the maybe the Pee Wee hockey for 10 minutes, and then the organ. The organ plays intermission.
The organ,
no promos, Zambonis. Nothing, yes.
Fans.
Yeah. Just remember that smoking only happens in the concourse, not in the seating bowl.
Elvis was bringing his tour to, you know, just stuff like that. That would and it is, with the Jumbotron, like, it's funny, that's number one. Now, obviously, the Sabres are, like, the thing in the arena, right? Like, it's the Sabres and then everything else. But the Jumbotron is only used, I mean, Bandits games, it's used too, but the Jumbotron isn't used for all the concerts you have there.
No, it's used for sporting events.
Yeah, like all these other events that are, even wrestling. Like, wrestling doesn't use the Jumbotron when they have the events there.
But the
like
NCAA does, and maybe that's another reason they're addressing it.
Oh, that, you know what? That could be. So you can put all the other games on the Jumbotron, however, and you don't have to watch the game that you're paying a ticket to watch.
However, I would argue that compared to some of the first and second round arenas that are used in the NCAAs, this one is probably one of the better ones. I mean, I would guarantee there are worse Jumbotrons in the first and second rounds when they go to, no offense, cities like Albany. I'm guessing the Jumbotron there is not to the standards of this one.
I mean, you would, like, things in the concourse that we've been talking about.
The floor?
You would, like, that everyone notices, whether it's a concert, a game, or anything, everybody notices.
Those should be first.
Yeah. A coat of paint on the floor.
What?
A coat of paint on the floor.
Yeah. Roof,
gray,
sound, seats.
Doesn't even have to. I don't need a design anymore.
Roof, sound, seats. Three things I have heard before this discussion. Again, I've said stuff about the Jumbotron, but it's not something that comes up when you talk about how outdated and how much work the arena needs.
Yeah,
it's not going to be a new arena. They're going to keep this one.
Yeah, but there can be some work done.
There sure can.
I have another question for you, Joe. When we come back after the break in news with Lucas on WBEN. Back here, Brian Mazeroski, Joe Beamer on WBEN. You know, just one last point on the arena, and thanks to everyone who commented. There will be, when it comes time to do the seats, and there will be some sort of ask of the state or whoever to put in some money to redo the arena, there's going to be a lot of pushback because of the stadium deal that was just done. Is it not money better spent doing things to the arena than the stadium? The arena that is in downtown Buffalo, hosts 100 events. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I think the money's just as needed at the arena. I'm not sure better spent, but
maybe
does.
Maybe that's the wrong way of putting it, but.
But I do think the money is necessary. And again, we're talking about a state, and I hate to do this because I realize the size of the cities aren't comparable. But a state that throws in millions of dollars every year to keep MSG updated, through millions of dollars at Barclays, through millions of dollars at City and Yankee Stadium. I'm sorry we're asking for a few million so we don't fall through our seats.
Yeah.
I mean,
I like that. Clip that.
Yeah.
Clip that. Send it to Albany.
Put that in the pledge to Albany. I don't. After all the money that's spent in one particular area of the state, I don't feel bad. And, you know, I pay taxes. I work. I don't feel bad saying, like, yeah, Buffalo deserves that money just as much as any other municipality in the state. And you're right, Brian. Yeah. That arena brings in a lot of events for people, not just in Western New York, Central New York, Southern Tier, Southern Ontario. Yeah. You want something to show off. And right now, that's not a building to show off.
It is funny. We do... And, you know, you'll have the people say, oh, well, you know, there's no economic impact. We do talk about every time the NCAA comes, the economic impact of having the tournament in Buffalo. So
we'll just have
to remember that when it comes time to have this, right?
Yeah, and you want to make I said this about the stadium with the money spent in the stadium. And I hope to see it. I know I'm probably crazy thinking that they'll bring a beginning of the season college football game. But still. You want to attract more events, right? And when you have opportunities like the NCAA to show off the building, you want people saying, oh, Buffalo, why don't we come here? This building's great. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be mean, but they're not doing that right now.
Gravedigger. That's what I want for more events. Monster Jam. All right, Joe, I'm stealing this one from the internet because this is I saw this. And I just thought it was funny because there are a lot of things that might fit the mold. Of this, people were asking, if someone was pretending to be from, in this case, Buffalo, Western New York, what would be something they would say that would show you you're not actually from Buffalo? Something that you would say or do where you go, hold on a second, you're not from here.
Wow, that's a real nice arena you have.
No. Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot. I mean, you have the stereo, what everyone would say, right? Oh, they ordered ranch instead of blue cheese. I guess that's one thing you would
put
on the list.
That's like the stereotype thing.
Yeah, that's what everyone would say. You know, you go to a bar and you ask for Coors Light instead of Blue Light. You know, I mean, I'm just going through the regulars.
I mean, the one, if you want to do that, is, I'll have an order of buffalo wings.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's, where are you from, buddy?
Yeah, where are you?
That's, if we stick with the arena... It's the people who chant, let's go Sabres.
Oh my gosh.
I hear that and I'm like, what? These people are new here.
Yeah.
Which is fine, but.
Yeah, thanks for visiting.
That's not it.
No.
That's not the one we do here.
Oh man. That is cringy when people say, let's go Sabres. Unless it's a little kid. But when.
Right.
When the adults start.
And he'll learn eventually.
That night.
Yeah. but I think the one, if you said this around here and I heard you, I immediately go, okay, well, you got some learning to do. You're not from here. Hey, how do you get, I know I go on I-90, but then where do I go? Am I taking I-290 to Amherst? How exactly do I get to wherever?
Yeah, that is a clear sign.
That's like the number one for me.
Yeah, it's the 90.
I don't know why we do it. Apparently, we're the only ones. But
yeah.
That is like a...
I was just going to say, that's a tell that you're from Western New York.
It is a Western New York 100% thing. You go to Rochester, it drives people nuts. And they say it completely differently. But it's the 90, it's the 290, it's the 33. It's the Skajakwita.
Yes.
It's never the 198.
No, it's
not. Maybe sometimes, but it really is not the 198.
If you don't have confidence in saying Skajakwita like I do sometimes, you might say I'm going slow on the 198. Another thing is, I mean, this is a state thing, but thruway, right? I take the thruway out of New York State, then I get on the interstate. We don't call any local roads the interstate.
Yeah, if you say we're taking the thruway, I assume you're leaving the area.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
Even though you can get on the thruway and travel here in Buffalo, I still kind of assume...
You're not calling the 290 the thruway.
Yeah. Oh, you're going on the thruway? Have fun in Erie.
Yeah.
Like, Rochester?
Splash Lagoon?
where are you going? But that's kind of that. This was on our text board just now, and this is also one for me. If you say soda, I'm looking at you funny.
Yes.
If you say the word soda... I immediately look at you and go, where are you from?
Or,
and what happened to you?
Or you're ordering a type of sparkly water, because that's the only time I hear soda, when you want a soda water.
Soda water, yeah, that's a totally different thing.
Yeah, soda, I expect that you want soda water. Because
hey, we got some, we have over here in the coolers, there's beer, water, there's soda. Like, where am I?
Like if you see a sign, that if you see a convenience store sign that says soda, that is a chain. That's not a Buffalo convenience store. Because you will see beer, food, snacks, pop. On local Buffalo places.
It's pop.
Yeah.
I don't know where else it's pop. Every now and then online, you'll see like someone draws a map, right? Of like where.
I like those.
Yeah. Like the pop soda versus Coke. Like in the South, everything is just Coke.
Yeah, yeah.
Sprite is Coke. But like it's pop here. And that's the one. Someone else says, we're not the only ones that say the highway. Someone said in Virginia, they do it too. I didn't, you know.
I guess I don't talk about the roads enough when I'm in Virginia. But, you know, I'll try to figure it out in 2 weeks when I'm down there.
And then this one's just more of a Buffalo accent. Aunt versus aunt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The Buffalo accent. If you don't have that. Buffalo accent, I can tell right away.
Does anybody say aunt though? Like outside of Buffalo, I don't think that's just a Buffalo accent. Aunt is
who's saying aunt?
It's aunt. Like colonial,
yeah.
Boston, right? Like that's the only like aunt ended when we became a nation, right? I think that's how it worked.
Yeah, or someone just trying to sound high class.
I guess so.
Right?
That aunt is never, no thank you. But that, I think the with the highway, that's like the number one.
Yeah.
You can tell.
Telltale sign.
You're not from.
You're new here.
Buffalo. You call it upstate New York would be another one.
Yes. Oh. We're Western New York. When anyone refers to upstate, I don't know why. When I think of upstate, I think like Syracuse, right? I don't think Buffalo. I don't know why. I don't think Rochester. I don't think Southern Tier.
Albany.
Yeah, Albany. Upstate is Albany.
Upstate is Albany.
Yeah. It's probably better than Syracuse.
Upstate is 100% Albany. Soda, I-90. I'm trying to think of like what else you could say that's like a direct getaway. Buffalo wings, you order. Outside of that, those are going to be my big three.
If you call them hot wings too, because we don't say hot wings, we say we want our wings. How do you want them hot?
Does anybody say hot wings?
Yeah, well, yeah, hot wings. That's a Trace Atkins song. Cold beer, hot wings.
Loganberry is a Western New York. This is kind of like off a side tangent. Do people like Loganberry still? I feel like I used to see Loganberry everywhere.
No offense to Loganberry, it's a local treasure. I never liked it.
Is that part of like the really? Yeah. Oh, I loved Loganberry, but
Nothing against it.
I just feel like it's not as. When's the last time you've been to a gathering of people and Loganberry was part of the offering?
I haven't seen it on the fountains.
Right,
I used to see it on every fountain.
It's been a long time. I haven't seen it. Is that like part of the health kick?
Is it the health kick or is it more chains taking over places that you would see Loganberry and Loganberry not being inside those places? I think it might have a little thing to do with both. Does that make sense what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. I just.
Like you can't get, to my knowledge, you can't get Loganberry at a 7-Eleven, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
You can still get it places.
Oh, yeah.
And I just haven't seen it around.
No.
All that much.
As someone who does a lot of people shopping.
That could also be like, you know what? I haven't had a Capri Sun in a while. It's like, well, you're not seven. Like, yeah. Is it part of that too?
I had one last week.
Loganberry. Oh, well, maybe not.
I had a Lunchable.
A Lunchable and a Capri Sun?
The Capri Sun came with the Lunchable. Yeah. Oh. It's a great deal. $2 for a full meal.
Is it?
In a Capri Sun?
Yeah. Is it a great deal?
It is. Turkey and cheese? Come on.
I'll have to take your word for it. Jim in Tonawanda, you're on WBEM. What's going on?
Hey, morning there. You know, I'm going back to the stadium thing, and you're talking about the seats and how they would once in a while have the old flashback games for the all there. Well, me and my son went to a concert back, you know, before COVID happened there, and the seats were horrible. And if they want to replace the seats and have the odd effect, why don't we go back to the same colors how the odd had here? What it was gold, blues, reds, and then the oranges. I think that would be cool as heck.
Yeah, Jim, I would just be happy with the new. Thanks for the call.
So I'd be happy with like that would be a cool flashback.
It would be a cool flashback to some people. The odd was torn. Well, the odd was torn down way after it was not in use anymore. But like the odd stopped being used, I was five. Like there are fewer and fewer people who have that flashback anymore. To a whole lot of people, it'll just look goofy. I hate to say it, but you are too far removed. Like that would have had to been something you
in
kept
96.
In the arena in 96. And then when like people like came on, you know, a 6-year-old today would ask, why are all the seats different colors? And then like you can explain to them, well, you see, like we had the old arena and this is how they did it. These were the different sections.
Yeah, 25-year gap.
Because
is not...
now there aren't different sections like that. There's three sections, basically.
Yeah.
You have top, middle, 100. You know, like there's not all these different reasons to color code seats. We're too far removed from that, in my opinion, to bring it back. For a lot of people, it just looked goofy.
It would have been a cool thing to continue in 96.
Yeah.
Like I would have, that would have been really cool. But now, yeah, it's, I mean, yeah.
It's kind of gone. The ship has sailed.
I mean, if we're going to go there, though, we'll go back, put wooden seats in one section, yeah. Plastic seats. And
now, you might have said the ship has sailed on my idea of no video board Jumbotron. And
again,
I would agree with you.
You continue 96.
But that would have been a nice...
But if you're Jim, thanks for bringing us back to that topic. If you're going to try to be an NHL team, you should try to compete with the other arenas. I do think that is that's a point I wanted to make that I forgot.
It brings up a point with the new Bills Stadium. I mean, they're not going to be there, but there is still time to change their mind, the bleachers.
Yeah.
Okay, why are we the only stadium with bleachers? Well, let me tell you, son.
Yeah.
Back when I was your age, I used to pound on these. That's how we made this the loudest stadium in the NFL.
I am going to miss that. And like I said, I'm going to miss a lot. It has to happen, but I'm going to miss the character of the stadium. Like, I love this stadium. Obviously, it's all I've known. It's all most of us have known. And I'm going to miss the cool little features that it has that you're not going to put in a new
like
stadium.
Like what?
Well, as you said, the bleachers. I think the proximity to the field, you feel like you're right on top of play, is as loud as
I
that.
I think you'll feel even more so in the new stadium that you're right on top of it.
Really?
Because there will be more people stacked steeper on top of each other.
Okay.
I feel pretty far away sometimes.
See, I compared to
like I don't think there's any features to me. What you're saying, like that you'll miss some of the features. Like there's some things in there. Everything about that to me is what surrounds the stadium, which is staying in place because it's moving right across the street.
But I think the stuff in the building. Again, I've not been to every NFL stadium, but to the ones I have, they all seem a little generic. They all seem like blah. Like our stadium, I think has some character. It's old. It's fallen apart. There's wood chip or there's paint chips in the tunnel. And I love that stuff. And I don't think it's to the detriment of the building as it is at the arena.
Yeah.
I do like the old field. There's no other stadium like ours now in the NFL. Like I don't think it's outdated to the point of the. I understand we need a new one, right? I understand that it's getting old, things are failing, but I will miss this particular building.
I just don't see like a lot of quirks in our building. The one would be the tunnel, right? Both teams run down the same tunnel.
Yeah.
Like that's a quirk that's different. And then, you know, you could wave your big yellow or bright orange sock, you know, when someone's kicking a field goal. If your seat is right by the tunnel, like that's unique, that you won't get. Aside from that, I don't think there's anything like super redeemable about. Like you walk through the concourse. Like, what in the concourse are you going to feel nostalgic for?
You're on top of everyone. You got people breathing down your neck. You can't.
Like,
you can't
you know
move.
What I mean?
I love that. You're going to miss it when you don't have it.
No, you're not.
Okay.
Like you are definitely not. You can't see anything going on.
That's right.
On the field, if you're walking around in the concourse.
Well, you shouldn't be in the concourse.
I know.
The game's going on. What are you doing?
The halftime show, like whatever it is, you know, the drum line or whatever they bring out there. To me, there's nothing redeemable about the structure of the stadium itself. Like there's no quirks. It's in this weird space. It's almost like the arena. It's in this weird space where it's not old enough to be like quirky old. You know, it's not like Fenway where they got like the green monster and poles sticking out of like some of the stands.
When Fenway was 50 years old, they wanted to tear it down.
Yeah, or like Wrigley, they got like the ivy on the walls, or like some of these old stadiums. I remember the old stadium in the old arena in Pittsburgh, like had that roof, that just a dome. It looked like an igloo. They called it the igloo, big silver roof. The seats they added that were basically hanging from the roof was the upper deck. Like, that was quirky, different. You kind of lost something in getting rid of it. Both of our venues are not quite old enough to be that quirky, right? Like, they built the stadium, and it was a quote, it was a modern stadium for the time. It looks a lot like some of the other stadiums are there. There's no uniquely Buffalo to me thing about it. The arena, there's nothing cool, quirky about it.
Well, no, I agree with you on the. I think the age of the stadium for me, like you said, it's not as old as Fenway or I was about to say City or Wrigley. I just think it's the building that, you know, we've been going to our entire lives. We've seen some good teams. We've seen some bad teams. I'm going to miss it overall. Yeah, I'm going to miss the bleachers. I'm going to miss the crowded concourse. Yeah, I complain during the game, but, you know, hey, we're all here. We're all here together. There's just some things. And I think it's when you walk in that building, you get memories of when you were a kid in the 90s going to games and having people blow smoke in your face. So maybe it's just the memories that come back when I walk in that building.
Yeah, if we still allowed that and weren't going to allow it at the new stadium, then I'd be like, yeah, we're going to lose our one last quirk, smoking inside.
Well, that's not a building decision. That's a state decision.
but that isn't happening anymore. You know,
could
what
you
I'm
imagine?
Saying? The stadium- if we still had the Marlboro sign on the scoreboard, and that was going, I'd be like, wow, we were the last ones.
Could you imagine, like, state laws, but the stadium was grandfathered in to smoking, and that's why they held on?
It's an outdoor venue. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying here. Could you bring it back for one game? I'm just spitballing ideas.
Can we bring smoking back for one game? Well, you know.
One game last season of the stadium.
Yeah.
For old time's sake.
You can bring your thermos in. You can smoke in your seat.
All the stuff.
Old school. Rich stadium.
Whole lunch pail.
Yes.
Just all of it.
And the first 10,000 fans get a Marlboro scarf.
That would be an old... That would be an old school throwback game worthy of saying goodbye to the old state. I like that. I like where you're thinking.
I think we should do it. Let's. Who do we petition in Albany?
Good question.
Yeah.
Right. When's the last time anyone returned our call from... we'll have to get on that. I am not going to be here tomorrow, Joe.
Oh.
So.
Everything okay?
Sorry. Yeah, I mean, I'm really hoping that by the end of this week, and certainly after Labor Day, I'll be back to 100% for the first time in what seems like literally forever.
But you seem on the air like 100%.
No, I don't. No. I definitely do not. but I'm really hoping to be back full strength here.
Well, we look forward to you being back on Thursday. I'll be here tomorrow, so I'll try to carry the show. Brian's off. David's off. Rob Lucas is next. We can't tease the treat because we did that yesterday. So the tasty treat is back after the news here on News Radio 930 WBEN.